There are many encouraging and consoling words of Jesus in the Gospels. He came to teach us the way to heaven and has called us to follow him. And so he uses his preaching to build us up and to inspire us. But there are many challenges as well. The gospel is meant to challenge us to become who God has created us to be. Today's gospel is certainly one of those challenges. Jesus says that he's come to set the earth on fire, and he wishes that it was already blazing. He says, "Do you think I've come to establish peace?" No, he says, "Division." And then there's those rather troubling words about the divisions that he will cause within family relationships. This isn't the Jesus of our holy cards. This is the Jesus of serious commitment and the possibility that following him may cause us to run aground of others, even those whom we love. Jesus says today that there's a baptism with which he is to be baptized. And how great is my anguish, he tells us, until it is accomplished. What is the baptism of Jesus? Well, it's his passion, his death. It's the offering of himself for us. What Jesus seeks to accomplish is the offering of himself to restore our friendship with God. It's the whole reason for the incarnation, why God becomes man. And nothing will deter Jesus from this mission. His whole life is oriented towards it. He says it's like a fire burning within him that he wants to spread to the whole earth because he has come to give himself for the entire human family. We all know that fire is purifying. Back in the day, to destroy germs, they would burn bed linens and clothes and anything else that could carry disease. Today, we try mightily to douse forest fires because they encroach on homes and communities, but forest fires are actually purifying. They burn away the brush so that new life can spring up. The fire of Jesus' passion is a purifying fire, and that's why he wishes that it was already burning. In the second reading today, we heard that for the sake of the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross, despising its shame. That's the fire that burns in Jesus. And so we come to the first challenge from today's gospel. The challenge that when we encounter Jesus, we cannot help but be touched by this fire. The purifying fire of the love of Jesus is meant to burn away that which is within us that needs to be burned so that God can renew us. The brush is cleared away so that new life can grow. The purifying effect of the Lord's passion burns away our old self so that he can replace it with his likeness, so that new life can grow. Fire is purifying, but it also can hurt. Thus, the challenge of the gospel. The second challenge of today's gospel comes when we are face to face with the fire of Jesus and realize that nothing else can hold a candle to it, so to speak. Even our family relationships, the relationships that we hold so dear, cannot be above our relationship with Jesus. There's nothing more fundamental than the relationship between a father and son and mother and daughter. But Jesus says even these have to be sacrificed for him. Thus, the second challenge of today's gospel, to put Jesus first and foremost in our lives, even above those things that we would consider to be most important in life. So what does this mean for us? I'd like to suggest two things. The first is to ask ourselves whether there are things within us, with things within our lives, that need to encounter the burning furnace of the Lord's love. Those things within us that need to change. Perhaps a favorite sin in our lives. Perhaps something that we hold on to, like wealth or power or pleasure or honor. To honestly bring those things before the purifying fire of the Lord's love is a humble action in which Jesus can burn them away so that new life can grow within us. And the second thing that this gospel challenges us to do today is ask if there are any family relationships that we have that need to be addressed. And I know that this is a particularly difficult arena today. We all probably have children or grandchildren or family members who no longer practice the faith. Perhaps they claim to be spiritual but not religious, and perhaps we've dealt with that by kind of not talking about it, lest there be conflict. But because we have encountered the Lord, we cannot let our mouths be silent. We have to speak what is right and what is true and what will bring happiness to their lives. But we always speak it with love. There's a fine line between invitation and correction. We want those whom we encounter to be invited to follow the Lord, not out of some sense of moral superiority on our part, but rather because we want them to walk with us, to share that invitation, to have Jesus transform their lives. Today, we are truly challenged by this gospel. But we are also given a word of encouragement in the second reading today, word of inspiration, where the author tells us that we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, the saints, and we're encouraged to let go of every burden and sin that clings to us and persevere in running the race, and that whole time to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. My friends, let us run the race. Let us not be afraid of the challenge of the gospel. The love of the Lord is a burning fire, but it also is a purifying fire, a fire that purifies us for heaven.